Hello and welcome to the Aardwolf Slayer podcast, episode 0 for Monday, October 4th, 2010. I am Aardwolf and this is the show. The Aardwolf Slayer podcast is my second foray into doing my own podcast. I was actually a guest on an episode of Shut Up, We're Talking. Hi, Darren, Karen, and Marty. I had a previous podcast called Aardwolf Unplugged, which I hope you've all listened to, but I doubt it very seriously because there are only four or five of those people. There were a number of factors involved in the demise of that show, but the biggest one was that GCast, who I was using for host, decided that they were going to stop taking new uploads. So I actually had a show in the can. I believe it was show number 7 or 8 or something like that, ready to go, all polished, music in it and everything, and I went to upload it, and GCast said, no, sorry, no podcast for you. So RIP, Aardwolf Unplugged, and long live the Aardwolf Slayer podcast. As I mentioned in the intro, this is episode 0. It's really just a test episode to see how my new host works and to feel out the new technology. We'll see how it works out. As of right now, this very minute, I plan to do a show about monthly, but that could easily change. I'm a pretty opinionated guy, and I could always mid-month fly into a tirade and need to vent on it and have to do a podcast. So you'll get a tiny taste of that in the upcoming segment, which will be the only segment that this show will feature, but I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it will cause you to tune in and listen to future episodes. So let's get to the rant/commentary part of the show. This past weekend, we had some major news hit about World of Darkness, or World of Darkness Online from CCP. This is a project that they've had in the works for quite a while. They have said very, very little about it, and they chose the Grand Masquerade, which is their big World of Darkness event in New Orleans every year, to unveil some promotional material and to talk a very little bit about the game. Now, in coordination with that, Justin Akili, who is a staffer at White Wolf, I would tell you what his actual position is, but I'm not clear on actually what that is. I believe he's fairly high up in the White Wolf food chain, posted on his own personal blog a list of suggestions that people at one of the seminars had said they would like to see in the MMO, and on that list was the mention of permadeath. Now, unfortunately, a number of people in a number of different places saw permadeath on this list and immediately thought, oh my god, they're putting permadeath in the game, not realizing that Justin said, and what the list is a list of shit random people shouted out in a seminar at the convention, and not a list of stuff that they're thinking about or would like to put in the game. So I wrote a blog post about this, and one of the blog comments that I got was from somebody who calls himself Stanley Upport, who gave me a bogus email address, which actually is a live email address, it's just somebody else's, which I thought was not very classy. And he writes, so CCP announced that there might be optional permadeath, maybe. Your reaction is to write a soapbox column that mandatory permadeath is stupid. That's not even analysis, that's just pointless ranting about something we already all know. How about you concentrate on what's actually going on versus going for the easy topics that have no relation to what's actually going on? So my initial reaction to this comment, of course, was to say, ah, oh, fuck you, you little twerp. But you know what? It's actually a completely legitimate point. Why did I have to jump on this particularly stupid point that comes up with virtually every in-development MMO, because some idiots somewhere would like to see mandatory permadeath implemented in the game? That's not going to happen. This is not an open question in MMO development circles. No developer of MMOs wants to include permadeath in their game. Permadeath can work in certain games. They don't really work in MMOs, particularly subscription MMOs, where somebody who's just spent 6 months playing the game gets his character killed, it loses all his shit, and rage quits. I mean, no sensible MMO developer is going to think this is a good idea. This is not going to happen. I guarantee it. I have posted a promise online in public that I will post pictures of myself in a fucking tutu if permadeath is in the game in any fashion other than permadeath is already in any game. You can delete the character. Now, I believe that there is at least one MMO out there that does not let you delete characters. It is an Asian game. I want to say it's Final Fantasy XI. That might be bullshit, so don't quote me on that. But I'm pretty sure there is at least one that will not let you delete characters. I don't know what the rationale behind that is, but I don't understand why you don't need to jump in Asian games either. So anyway, bravo to this anonymous email bombing dirtbag. You actually made a good point, maybe without meaning to, but it's actually a legitimate point. I share your outrage at the fact that somebody felt it was necessary to put their boot down on the neck of this stupid rumor that continuously comes up. Now, I pointed out in the blog, I don't think permadeath is necessarily a stupid way to play. If that's your thing, hey, cool. In fact, I think that's become a lot more practical now with the advent of more free-to-play games where you don't necessarily have to pay a subscription fee for your permadeath experience. I think this would work splendidly in something like LOTRO or maybe even EQ2 Extended, for example. Totally fair way to play. It's something I've thought about trying from time to time myself. It's not really my bag, but, you know, as an experiment, it might be interesting to see how far it goes. But when I say it's stupid, I mean it's stupid from a developer standpoint, not necessarily from the player standpoint. I do understand that there are people that like to play this way. One of the other people that commented on the blog, a guy named Ian, says he's in the Mortal Voyage Permadeath Guild, which is actually the guild that I was talking about when I said I knew of at least one permadeath guild. They're very active in DDO. I see them all the time in game, and they apparently have a thriving but small permadeath community. That's totally cool. DDO, you know, you get killed, you can delete the character. That's all right. I gotta wonder how these guys deal with in-game resurrections. What if you get killed but a party member reses you? What happens then? I don't know. That's just a question that I have. So to recap the news about World of Darkness Online, here's what we know because CCP has actually said. We know it's been in the works for some time. It's been in development in Atlanta as opposed to their Iceland offices. It is going to be based on the older Vampire the Masquerade rather than the newer Vampire the Requiem, which a lot of people, I think, are in favor of, particularly the LARP people who never really took to the new World of Darkness in the first place. The announcement seemed to go over like gangbusters there, and I think people were generally happy with it. Understand also that Vampire the Masquerade, even during its lifetime, before they completely rebooted it into Requiem, had undergone some fairly significant changes to the setting and to the individual clans and to the details of how the world was set up. So I don't necessarily expect a purist implementation of Vampire the Masquerade, but that's going to form the basis of the game. I think that's pretty cool. There's certainly a huge history of lore there for them to draw on, and even though I personally think that Requiem works a little better at a mechanical level for tabletop play, I'm pretty much all in favor of this particular decision. I think it makes sense for CCP. I think that the older Vampire had a certain mystique, if you will, that the newer one a little bit lacks. You can call that flavor or mystique or atmosphere, ambiance, or whatever. But I think the new one is just a little bit drier and somewhat less interesting from a perspective of a game that I might want to play. But I'm all in favor of this announcement. Now, the other thing that CCP said is that the game will be released no earlier than 2012, which really shouldn't surprise anybody. I'm not sure, and they haven't said exactly how far along this is. We do know they have said that they won't be announcing anything else in the immediate future, which I suspect means that we'll see some more information at the next EVE Fan Fest. And we've seen a trailer that was shown at the Grand Masquerade that consists entirely of voiceover narration and animated concept art, and it contains absolutely no game graphics whatsoever. So it really doesn't show us anything new. We had seen some pieces of concept art from the game before. Some of the concept art that was shown in the trailer is actually concept art that's been floating around in Vampire publications for a long time. Nothing in that trailer surprised me at all. It was very atmospheric. I liked it, but it doesn't really tell us anything new. This is pretty much all we know about this project at this point. They haven't announced anything else. And the release date, which the surface appears to be like the biggest part of the announcement, it's the most news that we've really gotten, is really vague if you think about it. I mean, it's no earlier than 2012. I mean, no shit. I could have told you that it probably wasn't coming out before 2012, not before the announcement, without without them having said a word about it. Personally, I'm completely guessing here, but I'd say 2013 is probably a better estimate, but we'll see how that works out. I personally like to see the game as soon as possible. I'm pretty excited about it, both as somebody who played Vampire Tabletop back in the day, and as somebody who really likes CCP's design ethic and their ability to continuously improve their games. I think they're the most innovative and daring company making MMOs right now, and I don't think it's even close. They're not afraid to innovate, and I think that's really awesome. It really speaks to their awesomeness as a company. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed listening. That's all I have to say for this week. This show has already gone about 5 minutes longer than I kind of vaguely planned it to because of the length of the rant. Stay tuned in. There will be more podcasts in the future. I do not make any particular schedule promises, but because I am a very busy guy, but you will see new shows out of me in the future. So subscribe and check out the blog at ardwolfslayer.wordpress.com, and I will see you all next episode.